Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying. Over in Jim Jones.
Jackie Wilson bringing us back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Liz. Eva Rosenberg is here. Eva is the tax mama. That's right, taxmama.com. Check it out. And she's the author of Deduct Everything, Trump Tax Cuts. That's from the 2017 tax bill, Small Business Taxes Made Easy. That's another one of her books. You hear them thumping on my table here. So many big ones, and they're important ones, and you can find more about her and help and the help that she provides you for free, taxmama.com. Hey, Eva, thanks again for being here. She teaches people to help you folks all over the world. If you know an enrolled agent, I promise you they know Eva Rosenberg. Eva, what are some other things that you've got to talk to us about the challenges, the new stuff in the law, maybe some of the things that are going to be altered that were already in place, and that the pandemic impacted?
Well, first, what I really want to do is solve the problem that we raised in the last segment about all of that extra tax hitting people because of that income that they weren't expecting.
The $1,200 checks that came in, their unemployment checks that didn't get deducted, right?
Yeah, the $1,200.
Surprise! It's taxable.
Those weren't taxable. Those weren't taxable, so that part's good.
The $1,200 wasn't, but the
unemployment was.
Yeah.
And the distributions from IRA. So here are some ways to bring down their adjusted gross income even now, after the tax year ended, and most of this needs to be done before April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So some things that don't need to be done by April 15th, if they can still put their tax return on extension, is claiming the tuition and fees deduction instead of the education credits.
Hmm.
So you might get the credit, but if your adjusted gross income is too high, you might lose a lot of other things. So we got that tuition and fees deduction back for this year. We also have that $300, I'm sorry if I'm laughing, a massive $300 above the line deduction for charitable contributions made in cash.
$300.
Yeah, for a couple,
yeah,
right?
That's
next
ridiculous.
Year it's going to be $300 each. But this is very important. The people who did take money out of their retirement accounts, knowing that they're not going to pay penalties, there is a solution for you to avoid maybe getting hit with the premium tax credit on the insurance, is spread that distribution, the income from that distribution, over 3 years.
Hmm.
So if you took $100,000 out, instead of adding $100,000 to this year's income, you're going to have $32,000
basically amortize it
for 3 years. Yes, you'll be able to spread the income, and you probably had withholding taken out for the whole amount. Whatever's left over, you can take part of that and apply it to next year and
mm-hmm.
then the year after that, so that you're covered, because it's going to be taxable. But this may help you bring down some of that adjusted gross income and let you not have to pay back the premium tax credit. And there are two more things you can do. These you have to do by April 15th.
Even if you file an extension, you need to do these by April 15th.
Exactly. So you need you can make an IRA contribution. And so even if you're going to take the money back out because you can't afford to leave it there, you can make an IRA contribution for 2020, take it back out in 2021, but it will reduce your adjusted gross income now.
Mm-hmm.
And retirement plans for all of the business people listening to, you know, to your show, it should be all business people, you can make retirement plan contributions. And these, you can put the tax return on extension until September or October, and fund maybe up to $50,000 or more, mm-hmm. and reduce the adjusted gross income and not have to pay back all of that money and all of the premium tax credit for the marketplace. So these are some strategies you still can do right now and eliminate the pain that you're about to face with those huge balances due that you weren't expecting.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now, you asked about what's going on in the legislation and what's about
right.
to happen. Well, it looks like, you know, this has been going in and out of the legislation, is the first $10,200 of unemployment that people received might end up not being taxable.
For last year. So, they're still working on
for
that.
For last year, yes. So that applies to people with households with income under $150,000. So,
which is most people who are unemployed.
That. Well, yeah, but if they took the money out of their IRAs, they've knocked their income up. So you've got to play with the income, and that.
I see what you're saying. It might not be what you made on your job. It might be what got supplemented.
Exactly. So
from
you have control by spreading it. Where they're talking about a compromise on the additional unemployment money, and possibly making it $300 a week instead of $400 a week. They also have an interesting provision to make any student loan forgiveness that is passed between December 31st, 2020 and January 1st, 2026, so for a five-year period of time, to make it tax-free instead of having it be a taxable forgiven debt.
Folks, what Eva's given you is an outstanding basic report on a bunch of stuff that you need to know about. But I hope if there's one thing you said when you heard her is now you know what's going on, but you also said, I need professional help more this year than ever. And you need to go get it from someone. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.